Hallelujah. Whose advocate are you? As a person here on earth. The moment you begin to advance in age, you will be called to take up responsibilities by the reason of what you give attention to. You'll be called to represent what you are paying attention to. And who is an advocate? An advocate is a person that promotes the cause of something or promotes the values of something or a person or a community. Those of us who are born of God, we are meant to be God's advocate. Hallelujah. We are meant to be advocate, those who will promote the cause of God's kingdom. Now, if you are not able to take your time to deal with some fruits, I mean the fruits of the flesh, which the Bible described in the book of Galatians chapter 5 from verse 19, which represents the kingdom of darkness, you be advocates to the kingdom of darkness. God is good. Through envy and jealousy that lived in Cain's consciousness, he became an advocate to the kingdom of darkness. God is good. Open your Bible to the book of Galatians chapter 5 from verse 19. I read, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Those who have not been able to deal with all the fruits of the flesh aforementioned cannot be advocates of the kingdom of God. But most of the time, a lot of people confess Jesus as the Lord, Lord and Savior. They join the local assembly. They go to church regularly. Sometimes they even take up responsibilities in the church. If you join those units, you are expected to go back home, do your homework, and make sure that you pick each and every fruit of the flesh that exists and check if they are still at work in you. And make sure you put measures in place that will help you to overcome them. Because there's no neutral kingdom. God is good. You are either God's advocate or an advocate for the devil. If you have not dealt with all the fruit of the flesh in place, forget it. This is not another message to guilt trip you or to keep you in a place whereby you'll be emotionally blackmailed. No. It's to tell you what it is. Listen, a lot of the times, you play assistant for the devil to come into your life. For example, you have issues with patience. You're very impatient. Just like Hannah was. Hannah was waiting on the Lord. God Almighty use it to try our patience because of the value of the child he wants to plant in our womb. The value of wine is determined by how long it is fermented. God is good. Even if our God is a miracle working God, there are some time that the moment of waiting is necessary. But does Gen Z understand waiting? They don't want to wait for their time. They want to work out everything now. They make it fast and they crash fast as well. And most of them don't reason before they talk. They do things by impulse. They are easily controlled. If you lie to them, they believe you. They are easily deceived because their thinking capacity is very, very low. Just imagine when we are living in a world that people don't think anymore. They work with a collective suggestion. Sometimes if you sit down to engage in conversation with some of these Gen Z, you will regret having a conversation with them. The thing they know how to do is to get angry as fast as possible. No patience, no ability to sit down to analyze situations. I'm asking, whose advocate are you? How patient are you? And how well do you know your God? How much of your time do you invest in dominating your thoughts processes with God on a daily basis? The more you look at God, the more of Him you will possess. Listen, those of us that are born of God are meant to be advocates of the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. God is good. If you are able to take the fruits of the Spirit one after the other and allow them to become your watchwords, or you allow the fruit of the Spirit to become a part of you, you become an advocate to the author of the fruits of the Spirit. I don't know if somebody's getting it. The author of the fruit of the flesh is the devil, and the author of the fruits of the Spirit is God. The fruit of the Spirit you project, even when nobody is watching you, is whose advocate you are. Take your time to make sure that you do not sabotage yourself by thinking demeaning thoughts against yourself, speaking less of yourself because of what life has brought you. Because your situations and the spirit behind it, they are performing illegal duties. For a person like Goliath to come against David, he has passed his boundary. Some of the enemies that come against you, they have passed their boundary, but you don't know. That's why your response is poor. David would have been consumed if his response was poor. Just like Elisha and his servant, they were standing on the hill, and all of a sudden, they saw an advancing army from Assyria coming towards them. Elisha's servant saw them. He said, "Master, they are coming." Elisha said, "Physically, we may be alone, but supernaturally, those that are on our side are more than those that are coming against us." How do you respond to your challenges? David said, "I come against you in the name of the Lord that is bigger than you, Goliath." And God was glorified. God was magnified. What a God we have to worship. The God that saved David is the same yesterday, today. I don't care the situation we are going through, but the God I know is the same yesterday. He did it before. Can he do it again? I don't know what you have lost, but you recover everything. That same God stood by David after that victory. He said, the same God that delivered me from the paw of the bear, the same God that delivered me from the mouth of the lion and the deer, that same God is with me. Hallelujah. The Bible says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Do you know the meaning of the Lord? The Lord means the one who reigns supreme over all. Sometimes you mention these words in your place of prayer, but the value of it is not manifested in your heart. You just are so passive about how you describe or you speak about God. The Lord means the one who is supreme, the owner, the one that can kill and make alive. People of God, I'm here to encourage you. As Apostle Paul said, he said, be ye imitators of God by being conscious and cautious, by absorbing the fruits of the Spirit. You have become imitators of God, because by adopting the fruit of the Spirit, you are aligning yourself with God's consciousness. I want you to declare with me that I'm on a journey and I will get there slowly but surely. May God bless his word. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.